Let's go to Laura in San Diego. She's got some concerns about her knee and the cartilage there. Are you there, Laura?
Yes, I am.
You know, it's funny. I've had a number of cases where I'm told that they've got bone on bone and the cartilage is gone, and yet we begin working with them, and all the pain goes away, and apparently, I guess, the cartilage regenerates. So So I don't know if you're going to have to do a knee replacement here, Laura. In the past, I always believed if there was no cartilage and bone was on bone, that, you know, it's all over. But having seen at least a dozen cases now, I got to revise my comment on that. And what I'm going to say to you is that that knee may well have been set up, if you will, for this kind of an injury by an interference field, a scar or trauma. And in the case of the knee, it's not uncommon that there could be a low back injury or a foot injury or a leg injury or even a knee injury that's sedating the normal nerve and energy flow to the knee. And until and unless this is corrected, it'll destroy the knee. So we need a QRA practitioner to test you and find out what the heck is reflexing to that knee, correct it, get your pH back to the ideal range, and get your bone metabolism working the way it's supposed to. And certainly that's going to involve bone and joint complex, because obviously you're going to have inflammation and a lot of other processes going on at that knee. How old a woman are you?
I'm 48, and I've had these problems. I had four major knee injuries between mid-20s to mid-30s.
That's what it is.
Yeah, and you know, you said something about the foot, some kind of a foot injury. And
yes.
I did. At age 13, I had a major ankle, broke the ankle and on the whole thing. And
see,
yeah,
that probably set the stage for you to get the knee injuries later in life.
Did.
And how much do you weigh?
I weigh about 180.
Okay. What I would do, if you're in San Diego, we got a bunch of well-trained quantum reflex analysis people there. You're going to need some help to make sure you got the right fluid to mud pack the foot, then to go up and start doing the knee, and make sure that at each stage this is working. You'll have to do your foot, your ankle, make sure it's on. Then you can get up and start working on the knee. And there may even be a vaccination on that leg that's reflexing to the knee. And we may have to do that, but once you restore the normal energy field around that leg, then the healing power of the body becomes literally limitless. So you can access a new level of healing, and I would get on it yesterday if I were you, and obviously you're going to need pH paper, you're going to need pH trio, and you're probably going to need bone and joint complex. I'm almost certain of it, but what I don't know is parathyroid okay? Are your kidneys okay? Have you ever had an episiotomy, a scar, or a tear?
No, but I have had four C-sections.
Four C-sections. So that's going to mean low stomach acid, almost for sure. So you're going to have your stomach sedated. So you may have difficulty even taking hydrochloric acid, the HCL detox kit. Have you ever tried that?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Do you have extra weight at your stomach?
I have, yes.
Yes. See, that's the C-sections.
Mm-hmm.
So what we would need to do there temporarily, what I would do right the second before you see anybody, is I would get what's called a BRT vial, biofield repolarization therapy vial. And this guy, you place it on governor vessel 20. That's the top of the head at the intersection of the crest of the ears and the line drawn up the top of the head from your nose.
Uh-huh.
And you lay that there for about 20 seconds, not next to an electric motor like the refrigerator, and you may not speak during this time. And 100% of the time, it'll make every point in the body, including the knee, everywhere in the body, strong. But it's temporary.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you go to eat, you can get nutrients into that knee you couldn't get there otherwise.
Wow, that's
okay,
amazing.
That is a wonderful breakthrough. And as far as the C-sections go, obviously we're going to have to get up that leg, and then we can get at that C-section too, because I'm sure it's below your navel.
Mm-hmm.
And You're going to need a little patience, but if you have it, Laura, you can turn this back, change the game, and get that knee strong. But not just the knee strong. You can get the abdominal wall back to a more normal state. You can get your stomach back, because with that stomach off, you're asking for a lot of other health problems, including infections and nanobacteria in particular, so a threat to the heart or kidneys or pancreas. Mm-hmm. So this is not a way to walk around. Between now and the time you get a QRA person, I'd get some stomach complex, and I'd make a tea of two stomach complex capsules. You just empty them in a cup, fill the cup with water at a high boil, mix that, cover it, steep it 10 minutes, drink it before you eat, and now the stomach is on. At the end of your meal, then, I would probably use about four of the HCL and two of the activator from the HCL detox kit. Now you're digesting your food for the first time in a long time. One thing you'll notice is the weight at your abdomen begins to go away. But more important, you can digest and absorb the nutrients, especially the minerals, and so now we can start some repair work on that knee.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
So in your opinion, you do not think I may need the knee replacement. I've been holding out. It's gotten to unbearable pain.
It's my prayer you don't need it.
Okay.
It can always be done, but you cannot take back a surgery.
Right.
So I would give this your shot, and I don't know where you are in San Diego there, but Escondido. Okay. Well, you should be able to find Dr. Joni LeBay or other people who are QRA practitioners down there. When you call the order line, they'll give you a hand. I would do that, and I'd get a few of these things going as fast as you can.
Okay.
And I made notes, so if you want to go over that with when you call in, they can grab my notes.
That would be wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you so much. You're
welcome.
For your time.
Good luck. Give me a call in about 6 weeks. Let me know what's going on. Okay.
Thank you.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye now.